Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. So happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. And our desire always is to have the truth from a grassroots level. All listeners will call in and share the biblical experience so we can grow thereby. The subject, the making. Amen. Making the right choice. Making the right choice. Amen. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for the time that you've given us. Lord, we thank you for your power and knowing that you have all power in your hand. Oh, God, that you can defend, to build up, to tear down. Oh, God, you can correct and save and deliver. You are our leaning post. Without you, Lord, we'll be nothing. Amen. Without you, Father, it'd be chaos. And we thank you for the love that you've given us. Thank you, Lord, for the freedom. Oh, God, knowing that you understand, amen, our weakness and our thoughts. And we so appreciate that, Lord. We appreciate it. We might not be able to express in many times in word and song. Amen. But our heart, amen, thanks, saying thank you. Our hands say thank you. Our feet say thank you. Oh, God, we're all over us, all over the time. Say thank you. In Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Those that are calling in for the first time, amen, you can call 855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Once we go into the studio, you can click on 1 on your phone and our technician will put you in. You remain on the phone. We will only call your area code and your last 4 digits. Amen. You might have a story, you might have a song, amen, to go along with the subject to help someone else. Maybe, amen, you might have a question, but we don't fight people's doctrine or their reasons, amen, because no, this is not a mistake. God draws you here to this broadcast. Amen. We believe in Proverbs 27 and 17. See, iron sharpens iron. Amen. A friend will sharpen the conscience of his friends. In other words, you might have a little bit. I might have a little bit, amen, of understanding when we put it together. Amen. It help you, encourage you and really give you strength to go on. Amen. Also, Proverbs 24 and 6, say, through the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Amen. So what you have and I have, we all want to come together. Amen. Also, it must be understand during these times and these situations, indeed, to never say you're never going to do anything. But remember Proverbs 24 and 16 say, for a just man falleth down seven times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. Amen. Remember, there's no such thing that the wicked is getting away. Not according to the Bible. Amen. 37 division of Psalms. He said, fret not yourself because of evildoers, for they be soon be cut down. Amen. If you believe the Bible, amen, you should believe it in entirety, because God is communication. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. So God is communication. Amen. You, if you believe it, the Word, amen, for accepting Him as your Lord and Savior in your heart, you confess that to your, in your mouth, say, Lord, I accept You to be my Savior, be my Lord, be my protector. Give me of my sin in Jesus Christ. Amen. Through that confession, amen, be baptized in water. Amen. The Bible says you shall be saved. Amen. Because Acts 38, Peter told them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Paul said in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, amen. So many of us people believe in their heart about God. Amen. And you can just flip it over. Amen. Say, I accept His Son as well. Amen. And you continue on with God family, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, Holy Spirit, who is right now in this world, ruling the world, leading and guiding you, and making the right choice. That's the name of the broadcast at this time. Amen. You can also view these different episodes. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day on your computer. Amen. blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. And click on Bishop Poole. Amen. You pick a subject. Amen. Over 3 or 4 years. Amen. God has blessed us. So don't despise small things. Those of you who are just starting out in any project, any effort. Amen. If you're living right with God, amen. You know how when you started driving, if those that start driving, somewhere, somehow, somebody instructed you and helped you. Amen. Your determination, you know, amen, that you need to move around, even catching buses or taxis. Amen. You know you had to have transportation. Amen. Get from one destination to another. Amen. So you didn't give up. You didn't give up for the rain and the storm and the criticism. You laugh, but you know one thing. When you get that confidence in what you're doing, amen, you're going to be successful. So you made a choice. You made a choice that you was going to be successful in whatever endeavor you're in now, or you're going to continue. Every day we make a decision. We make a decision. Yes, we do, brother. We make a decision. Amen. We also believe, and Paul was teaching Timothy, 2 Timothy 3:16 says that all scriptures is given by the inspiration of God, profitable for doctrine, for teaching, for correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete and thoroughly equipped in every good word. Amen. The word of God, amen, and we always try to keep it simple, amen, here in these broadcasts, amen, as much as possible, amen. We can't give you a diploma or anything that force your education, but one thing is for sure, amen, you'll be very thoroughly understanding. That's what we're working for. Amen. That you get an understanding of what you're doing. Amen. That we come away. Amen. Because you hear what you hear with your ears. Amen. It's powerful. Amen. Notice Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, amen, in the 11th verse. It says, wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by there is profit to them to see the sun. Watch this now. Ecclesiastes 7:12. For wisdom is a defense. What you know, you can defend yourself, and you understand, you can defend yourself. And money is a defense. But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom give life to them that have it. Amen. That wisdom give life to them that have it. Amen. We're going to Acts chapter 17. Amen. We're in Acts chapter 17. Amen. If you ever look up the word wisdom, amen, James has said, if a man desire, amen, desire wisdom, let him ask of God. Let him ask of God. Amen. And God give it to him, amen, liberally. Amen. We're going to Acts chapter 17. Amen. But we want to look at the word wisdom. That's why you have make sure you have the right Bible. Amen. Make sure you have the right Bible. King James, always say, start off with King James. You begin to work back and forth as you begin to grow in God. Then you seek after other translations and, you know, the American Standard, the Amplified Bible. Amen. And those would help you because we live off of communication. That's what God is about. God is about communication. Amen. We live off of that. We need that. Amen. What God tells us to do from day to day, amen, you save your life. It helps you to grow. And it not only helps you to grow, it helps you to see from day to day and give you encouragement. Those of you have learned, amen, your skill, amen, you have learned your skill and you have learned talent and you got understanding about your talent and your skill. Amen. Yes, you did. You got your talent and your skill. Amen. From day to day, and you moved around, and you understand how to express and teach people, amen, transportation or driving or cooking, amen, whatever it might be, amen, because you understand, amen, understanding brings strength, amen, and this is why the Bible says that wisdom, looking at a Bible dictionary, I'm looking at a dictionary, it says wisdom, knowledge and judgment, wise saying, and knowledge and judgment, making the right choice. Amen. Amen. Once you get wisdom, James said, ask of God. Amen. James said, if man desire wisdom, ask of God. Ask God to help you to make the right choice. Ask God to help you to make the right decision. Amen. And through his spirit of communication, through the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, amen, it leads and it guides you. You are the sugar. You are the light of the world. And you are the salt of the world. Amen. People watch your life as you move around. You might not think so, but they watch how you handle problems. Amen. James said, God reign on the just and the unjust. Amen. God is raining on everybody. It's storming on everybody. It's hot on everybody. But God show his people. Amen. Get an umbrella today. Get a hat. Amen. So communication is the word of God and God of the word. If we kind of let that soak in, so when we begin to make our decisions, amen, today and time, yes, we're in this virus. We're going through these seasons of things that Jesus talked about hurricanes. He talked about walls and rumors of walls and earthquakes and divers places. And I know from time to time, you know, we talked about 1 year, one, where do we go from here? Lord, we're in this thing again. Where do we go from here? Amen. What do we do? Amen. You stay with God, number one. Number one, that's a brainer there. You stay with God. But watch this now, what Paul was saying. We're going to take it from here and start off in the, before we open up the studio. And Paul is saying that the 17th chapter of Acts, and Paul was preaching in Athens. Amen. Notice here, 15th verse. And they that conducted Paul, brought him into Athens and received a commandment unto Silas and Timothy, but to come to him with all speed, they departed. Now, while Paul waited for them in Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry, worshiping and praising other gods, and the moon, the stars. Everybody had their little trinket. Everybody had a statue. Everybody had something that they give them luck. Everybody had something. And Paul was stirred in his spirit. Therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout person, and in the market daily with them that met with him. Then certain philosophers of Ethiopian and Socrates encountered him, and some said, "What will this babbler say?" Others, some, "He seemed to be a setter forth of a strange God, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection." Amen. Paul noticed, amen, as we go on down, amen, for the sake of time and everything, Paul, 22nd verse, "Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars here and said, Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld devotions, I found an altar with inscription to the unknown God. And therefore you ignorantly worship him, declaring I unto you, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he given to all life, breath, and all things." Amen. We're going to stop there. Notice here. Amen. Even Joshua, and I know many of you, amen, we're not going to go into many other scriptures, amen, but today and time there are many voices, many religions, many things going on. Some people today have not even decided, amen, because they have heard so much about church, they have been involved in so much about different religion, different studies, that they refuse even to go to church or to even refuse, amen, to give a life to the God they love because of so many different religions in your area, this area, amen, even the government from different locations now abandoning, amen, real prayer, amen, prayer out of school, amen, they don't want you to say Jesus in any location. And so it brought about a confusion. And that's what Jesus said in the last days, be not conceived, be not deceived. Amen. In other words, these high-class lies, a lie, amen. Deception is a high-class lie, is an upgrade lie. Amen. They don't tell you, amen, something that they take a part of what you know about the Bible and they twist it so that you make a decision, you choose, amen. If you want to choose Buddha, Hinduism, Jehovah, Jihad, what they throw all these different things at you, amen. when it comes down for your salvation, your soul, amen, it brings a confusion. What you going to do? What you going to choose? What has to be done? Romans 10 says, how can a person hear without a preacher? And how can they hear? And how can they preach unless they be sent? Somebody, somewhere, somehow, have to know the real dollar bill. Somebody have to know what the real money look like before you pick up false money. You know, when you go to the bank, they rub it, amen, they hold it up in the air, amen. How are you going to know that Jesus cares for you? How you got to hear. Faith comes by hearing. You have to hear. And more you hear the wrong messages, it brings confusion. And that's what the enemy, that's what Jesus said in the last days. Be not deceived. There are many going to be coming, say, I am Christ. But don't be deceived. Amen. They're going to be coming all over. Amen. They're getting off a bus, an airplane. They're falling out of the air. Amen. With their degrees. And you need to find somebody that's been there before you, that know things that are happening before you even got there. You watched them live. Amen. Outside the temple, outside the synagogue, and their daily walk, amen, that they love God. Then when you hear them talk, that's your Jesus. When you hear them talk, that's the closest you ever going to get to Christ. And by you hear them talking about the life of Christ, about how God took you in and how God helped them, amen, that's the gospel. That's how I'm going to be in a building. You got to go to church. When you go to church, do you hear anything about Jesus? Did you hear anything about the life of God? Did you hear anything about the resurrection from the dead? You're going to live forever? Did you hear that God said he will take care of you regardless? He's going to be with you always, even to the end of the world? Amen. Faith is trust. Amen. In what? In what you have heard. That's what faith is. Faith is trusting what you have heard about Jesus Christ, about God's Son. Amen. And the church helped you to build on that, helped to build on your intelligence. But first you have to hear about Jesus Christ. First you have to hear that God died on the cross and God is communication, that God is the Word. And what we're discussing now, we're discussing God because God is the Word. The Word is Jesus Christ. And the more you hear about the Word of God, amen, you're willing to trust him and live for him and die for him. One of the biggest discussion now, not necessarily discussion, but the awareness that comes to all brethren and sisters in Christ, did that person die in Christ? Was that person not his denomination, not her denomination, but what, did they really accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior? All sickness is not unto death, because a person can get cold, get whatever it might be. All of it is not unto death. Amen. So they just say, okay, now, all right, we want you to understand. We want to save your life. If you take the shot, it'll help you. Amen. It'll help your body, because when God created the body, he said it was good and very good. This body can fight off anything. You eat the right food, get the right sleep. Amen. And this body, God made it. And there's so many things coming against the body. So man said, okay, we're going to help you fight off the body. We're going to help you fight off the germs. Jesus said, and God said, we're going to help you fight off death. We're going to help you fight off hell. We're going to help you live forever. Even though you be in this world, but you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Oh, well, I'm going to wait till tomorrow. I'm going to wait till next week. I will be making up my mind. And I will get that. And you didn't get a chance because you was waiting. Choice is a powerful position to be in. And God gave you a choice to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Jesus said in the last days, amen, there'll be many coming, amen, worshiping. Say, I am Christ. And yes, the power is in your mouth and is in your mind. Once you make up your mind, amen, like Ecclesiastes 7 and 12 say amen. Information is powerful, brother. Yes, oh, money, I need money. Listen, once you learn how to make money, come to you. But once you learn, amen, once you learn something and understand it, amen, once you learn Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he is prosperity. He is, amen. Read the stories of Peter, how they helped pay taxes, how God helped them, amen, in the occupation, how God helped them in disease. Half of Jesus' ministry was healing. And now we can see now why. First John, the third chapter, says he come to undo what the devil had done. Amen. Healing. The devil brought sickness in the garden and it's still here. But Jesus brought healing. Then Jesus turned around and brought life. Amen. Amen. Power is in the right choice. Choose is in the right choice. Choose. Amen. Paul said he saw so many amens. They was discussing daily in Athens about all these different gods and religions. And he got stirred in his spirit. Amen. What people hear, faith come by hearing. Amen. Be careful what you let you hear all day long. Try to put God in the situation in your work and your life. I thank God for the audience, all of you coming in. Amen. We're working to and hoping that you will hear something to build your faith, to build your trust in God. Amen. You might have to be ready now to make a decision. When you pray and ask God to help you, amen, he will help you make the right choice. Amen. If you miss it, amen, everything works together for the good. For those that love God, amen, that love, you can make mistakes. You make mistakes. That's what Proverbs says. Amen. Proverbs 24:16, that just man can fall down seven times. I mean, you're not running out there to tempt God, but sometimes, amen, there's some deceivers out there. They can cover up. Amen. They can cover up a lie. Got a team of people that can cover up a lie and try to take from you. Amen. But God, through the Holy Spirit, let you know. Amen. No, don't bother that. Don't bother that. And that's where the Holy Spirit, we thank God that God gave us his spirit. Jesus told him, you must be born again by the Spirit of God. By the Spirit of God. He come into your life. He's a leader. He's a teacher. He's a guider. He give you vision. He give you dreams. He help you prophesy. Wow. That's powerful. You have to learn how to use it. Work it. Amen. Try to talk to God about it. Amen. Talk to God about it. Go to the bank. I know you go to the bank and you know you had money in the bank. Amen. I was going by a bank one time and, amen, the police was out there, three or four people, and this young man was, he had paperwork. They stole my money. And he was a bit upset. He said, no, sir. No, these people took my money. Amen. The same thing, amen, with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Like God gave us the gift. Amen. We're talking about Christmas and the birth of Christ. That's a gift. Amen. We didn't know we needed it, but God said, you need to have this. If somebody open up a pack, you open a package during Christmas time and look at them and say, oh, I really needed this. I wonder how they know. God said, you need this. It's a gift. All you have to do is sign it, accept it, and turn it in. Like a warranty. Send it away. All you have to say, oh, yeah, Lord, I know you love me. You gave me this, and I thank God for you. Amen. It's a gift. You need it. Because God loved the world. He loved everybody. Everybody. But you have to make the right choice. And making that choice, you have to hear that God loved you in spite of. In spite of, if you don't like yourself, he loved you. You broke, he loved you. You have no friends, he loved you. You have no place to stay, he loved you. You don't have no job, he loved you. People don't like you, he loved you. You sick, God loved you. Amen. Making the right choice, brother. And we always thankful for you and you to be in the studio and get out the way because we always like to hear from you and you. for all the area codes and those of you that are calling in. Like I said, you can call in and call a friend, tell a friend. Amen. The Blog Talk Radio is on the air. Amen. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. As well as, amen, go to our website, www.jciministry.org. Amen. Now we're going to our studio now. Those that's been in for the first time, we thank God for you. Amen. You can just press 1 on your phone. Amen. We don't give you a name or anything. We just call your area code out and listen for your last 4 digits. If you push 1 on your phone, and just stay on the phone. Amen. And you have to just express yourself. We love you. We're not criticizing anyone. Amen. We thank God for you. Now we're in the studio. Now our technician is right there standing by to hear what you have to say about making the right choice. Amen. Somehow, all right, we're at 561-1413.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless everybody in Blog Talk Land. Honor to you, Bishop Poole, sir, and everyone. Bless your hearts. I just like to say choice is a beautiful thing. It didn't say force. It says choice. So you have to choose this day. And I heard what I got off of what you were saying. We have to be careful what we hear. And I heard about the deception is a upgraded lie. We have to be careful in this time as never before to be careful what we listen to, what we hear when it comes down to religious talk, spiritual talk, and all that stuff, because there's so much deception out there. We have to have discernment, and we have to have our mind steadfast, unmovable on the Word of God by the unction of the Holy Ghost. And most of all, we got to have love. Amen. And we got to pray and praise like never before, and use common sense along with our wisdom. Amen.
God bless you, man. Good to hear from you. Amen. All right, we're starting out. We're in the studio now. If you want to have a song or a hymn or a poem, amen, to dealing with this message or whatever God has given you, amen, you can do so. Amen. At this time, push 1 on your phone. Amen. And we're, our technician will put you in. You don't have to hang up. Amen. Don't have to give your name. Amen. But we're here to helping one another, encouraging one another. Amen. Our Bible said, out of a multitude of counselors, amen, there's safety. Amen. You might have a comment. You might have a dream. Amen. Things that happen. Amen. Things are happening everywhere. Amen. Jesus said it was going to happen. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He said it's going to happen. And thank God that he's truthful. And that's no surprise. He said it's going to happen. And he's with us. He's with you. He's in you. He's around you. Give you that strength. Yes, he do. Yes, he will. All right, press 1 on your phone, brethren. Amen. That's dealing with women and men. Amen. You might have something you have said. Thank God for all the young ones in Christ. Amen. Thank God for you for being here in this studio. Amen. You are the light of the world. Amen. There's so many religions out there, and you have found somebody that you know was involved in Christ before you. And thank God, you know, they was truthful. And you know they live right according to the Bible as much. But remember, they still flesh and blood, just like you. Amen. You should be so thankful that Jesus came in. Amen. He lived. He walked this earth. Yes, he did. He walked this earth. All right, God himself walked the earth. Press 1. Amen. We're talking about making the right choice. You can make the right one. Sometimes you might make the wrong one. Amen. But God is still with you. He's still with you. Amen. Paul was in Athens. We were waiting. Oh, okay. We're at Area code 229, last four digits, 8742.
Yes, Bishop, thank God for you and for this tonight. We just give God all the praises. So I'm excited about this scripture, and as I was reading it along with you and how Paul was on Mars Hill, and it said that you men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. And that kind of caught my eye, because I don't think it was only back there in Athens. I believe people today are too superstitious in the church, because we have come up with our mothers and grandmothers' old fables. Don't do this and don't do that. And we come up with the fact that can't wash on New Year's. And we know the fables that, and superstition has no place with the believers in the house of God. I am just excited that Paul was bold enough. He saw the sign that they had up saying to the unknown God. That was an open confession. They didn't know him. They didn't know that he was the Lord, as the 24th verse said, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord. Thank God for that. He's the maker of the heavens. And a lot of people don't know he is Lord. And Lord means that he is in control of you, of the believers. You don't just say that and then do what you want to do, make your own choices. You let him make the choice. And that just falls in line with my favorite scripture. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So if you acknowledge him as Lord, and you're saved, and God done made your life what he wanted to be, not what you want, and you get up in the morning and you say, God, what can I do today? What would you have me to say today? And you give him and acknowledge him as being Lord, that he's directing your path. The scriptures say he will direct your path, and he'll tell you what he wants you to do. Well, I want you to stay home and study today. Well, there's a ministry that I want you to go and get involved. Whatever he wants, not so much what I want. Maybe I plan to wash and clean up and do this and do that. But because he is Lord of my life, he's the maker of the heavens and the universe. And Paul was letting them know, it ain't in temples made with hands. Even if we're not in the church, like this situation we're going through now, he's still Lord. We can still go and minister. We can still go as the Lord direct us. So I just think that's the choice that we need to make every day. And that's the choice that when our eyes come open, talk to him. Find out what he wants for us today. That's the right choice. The wrong choice to me is getting up going, well, I think I'm going to do this, and I think I'm going to do that, and I got to do this. But if we acknowledge him, he will direct our path. And that's a good joy. That's the right joy. And I pray that I'll continually make the right choice. And I'll just cut off shortly, because I had a death, two deaths today. And I was saying, I don't think I'm going to get on the line. I don't think I'm going to get on block today. And the Holy Spirit say, is that the choice? Is that the choice that the Lord would have you to do? And I said, no. We ain't doing no burial today. And the choice is keep on worshiping him, to keep on loving him, to keep doing what the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to do. We got to lay aside our feelings. I had to do that today. I couldn't moan it's time to get on. And I thank God for this opportunity to be able to get on the line, even in shock of somebody calling you this afternoon and making the right choice. Because the word is what's going to keep us, and the word is what's going to stand. And I thank you for the word today. It strengthened me. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. We all been having some shocks. Amen. Paul has said in Romans 8, amen, as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. You know, the day and time is a precious thing to have the Spirit of God. Amen. The weight is off of you, is off of us. Amen. We struggle and pray and ask God every day, Lord, what's my steps? What's my direction? And the Holy Spirit, he like a conscience. He's like a conscience. And you know, you get something on your mind, on your spirit, and you try to shake it, you try to do this. Amen. You be going, and say, I better do this. I call, or I'll go by and find. I say, oh, I'm glad I did. I mean, that's the Holy Spirit. He's in there. He's working with you. Jesus said, I'll be with you. That means more than any money can buy. You can't buy. Amen. The sorcerer, Simon the sorcerer. So that amen. The whole town came in and preaching Jesus, and he saw they was getting the Holy Spirit by the apostle laying on the hand. He wanted to buy. Said, give me this power. He said, no, your heart is not right. Your heart is not right. Amen. God will give it to you. It's a gift. It's a gift, brother. All right. God bless you, woman of God. We're going to have prayer. Amen. After we almost at the end of the hour. Amen. But now we can take a couple more callers. Amen. To strengthen and pray for our brothers and our sisters. Iron sharpening iron. That's what we're here to encourage one another. Peter said, don't think it's strange that you're the only one going through. No. No, the whole world is going through. But those that don't have Jesus, they don't have him to lean on, the rock to lean on, to talk to any time of the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen. It's chaos. It's chaos. All right. Press one on your phone. Press one on your phone. Amen. Making the right decisions. Amen. Praying to God is the right decision always. Always acknowledging him. Amen. Lord, I need your strength. Lord, I need your direction. Lord, I need your help. That's a powerful position. That's powerful. Amen. Because you know who you're praying to. You know you're accepting him as your Lord and Savior. He sees all. He knows all. He's everywhere. He's all powerful. The Psalmist of David said that he never sleep and he never slumber. Amen. If he never sleep and never slumber, one of us got to go to sleep. Amen. One of us got to lay down and get rest. Amen. He's right there watching over you. He's watching over you. All right, press one on your phone. We thank God for you. This is the time we go to the studio. Amen. To hear from you and you and you and you. Amen. To encourage you, pray for you, to hear what you have to say. Amen. Paul was, amen. He gave the gospel, the resurrection. Amen. That is one of the foundation of the saints. Many claim to be Christians today. They have it in all their doctrine. They have it in all in their mission statement. Amen. Oh, I'm a Christian because I recognize Jesus. Amen. But the saints of God is the one. Amen. Believe in the resurrection from the dead. He know when he come into our life. Amen. We know. Yes, we're still in this world, but we know. Amen. One day. Amen. God gonna give us a new place, a new heaven, and a new earth. Amen. That's our hope. And he can take us through this. He can give us eternal life. And thank God. Old song came up many years ago, count your blessings, name them one by one. Amen. Sit down sometime. We can write down what God took us through last year. All right, we're not going to continue talking here. It's the old time. Those that want to, amen, you can dial 1-855-236-2252. Press 1 on your phone, 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Amen. We just call your area code and your last four digits. Amen. Concerning making choices. Amen. There is so much deception, false information going around. Amen. You can pray for your brother and your sister. Amen. There's some things that you go through because you made the wrong choice. But maybe you didn't have God with you. And maybe you did. Amen. But you saw your way through it. Somebody came along and helped you. There's some things that we go through. Amen. Because the world is going through it. All of us is going through. Amen. Economy and disease and virus. Not your fault. It's not your fault. These viruses are not your fault. Amen. But you can help prevent it and help yourself. You can help yourself. Amen. Amen. And the other one is one of the three decision-making and situation. Amen. Is that, amen, your association, the circle that you have around you. And we definitely have to be careful now. People, you think that they're trying to protect themselves. Amen. About living forever. Some of them haven't really made the decision to come to Christ. But they can counsel you and tell you. Some of them haven't really, they can tell you about the shots and everything, but they haven't taken the shots. They haven't taken the shot. They don't like mass. They don't like it. They don't like churches. Amen. They don't like read the Bible. So you have to make sure you have a right circle today. Amen. Make sure the people around you is encouraging. Amen. Pray and ask God, Lord, help me find friends. And, amen. And people that's going to encourage you, not put you down and all talk against you, every little thing you do. Amen. We all make mistakes. Amen. All right, brother, press 1 on your phone. Amen. We don't want to take up time here. Our time is about to run out. Ask somebody if they have another comment or statement. Amen. About situations. Amen. Times is changing. Amen. The church always. All right, we're at 850-2337. 850-2337.
God bless you, Bishop. I was just listening, and, you know, I make a choice every day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I got to stand up for what's right. And I was just talking to my sister, my big sister, earlier today, and I was just telling her, you cannot make right out of a wrong. If it's wrong, it's wrong. So when you make a decision, you have to be led by the Holy Spirit. And I ask the Holy Spirit to give me perseverance, guidance, counseling, because God is everything. And without God, without Jesus Christ, without the Holy Spirit working in my life, I'm nothing. I can't live. I can exist. I can just be here. But with God, with the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, all things are possible. So I had to say to myself this morning, greater is he within me than he was in the world. Because I'm going through some stuff, and I got to get up, make a decision to do what's right and do the righteousness. Because righteousness bring on good stuff. Good stuff is the word. The word is gospel. Gospel is the good news. There's nothing bad about the gospel. And I tell people that all the time. Good news is being led by the Holy Spirit. God God help me to do what I need to do, not what I want to do. Show me, Holy Spirit, what to do. I don't know all the time. Matter of fact, I don't know half of the time what to do. But if I pray, and the right answer always comes. And I thank God for that. And I thank the Holy Spirit that moved in me to show me what to do. Thank you.
All right. All right. We thank God for the man of God that's called in, and we thank God for him. Amen. Yes, we all go every day. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. He know when we're trying to do it. He's helping us. He's a helper. Thank God for the helper. Amen. Thank God for him. Amen. Because once we talk to him and get clear our mind and spirit with him, amen, if anything come up, amen. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Remember Jesus in the model prayer. He said, forgive me of my transgression. I forgive those who trespass against me. Amen, amen. Sometimes you make a mistake. Amen. Shake it off. Let's move on. We got to go on. All right, we're going to take another call. I think we'll take one more. We might be able to take two callers. Just press one on your phone. Amen. We have a lot out of that. Amen. Very good. Amen. To help us help one another. It's good to confess and talk it out. Amen. You need a talk policy. That's what prayer is about. To talk it out to Jesus. Jesus said, go in your private closet. Amen. Go somewhere private. Amen. And talk it out with God. Amen. He say, Abba Father, which art in heaven. Amen. You're talking about he's your father. Amen. He's the overseer. He's the chief bishop of your soul. Lean on him. Like some will say he's a leaning post. Amen. Lean in and talk to him. Paul said, should pray always. Man should always pray. Not a Daniel prayer. There's nothing wrong with two or three times a day. It's good. But if you feel like praying, let's pray. Let's pray. Amen. The Holy Spirit, he helps us. Romans 8 says he helps us. Amen. There's some groaning going on that you can't even understand. Amen. Sometimes you get so heavy burden, let's pray. Amen. The Holy Spirit, help us groan. And he tell God. And you know, when you come out of prayer, be so refreshed. The Holy Spirit, they help you get it off your chest, off your mind, out of your spirit. Press one on your phone, brethren. We're getting ready to go in prayer, but we can take one more call, one more caller, amen, about making decisions. And that's what it's about. Amen. God wants us to choose. Joshua said, for me and my house, amen, we're going to serve the Lord. Doesn't matter what people say, amen. And Job, amen, the men like Job and Joshua, amen. God even told Joshua, amen. Joshua, you walk upright. My servant Moses is gone, not Joshua. And you was his minister. You was his armor bearer, other words. Amen. But you ministered to Moses. You helped him. You served him. But now he's gone. But Joshua, if you keep my commandments and walk upright, be strong, be courageous. All that's a part of making a decision. Yes, it does. Sometimes it takes nerves. Nobody else standing with you. The Lord help me, I'm going out is this. You might talk to somebody in your circle you thought that was really for you and trying to encourage you. And like when the caller said, like Paul was saying, superstitious. Amen. They don't feel that. Sometimes your mind and the enemy can throw a big old stumbling block, a thing to make it look so difficult. Amen. But when you start out, you say, oh, I know this is easy. God got it and worked it out for you. But he know what you was trying to do. All right, we got to go in prayer now. We got to go in prayer now, brethren. Press one on your phone. Amen. We're praying for, we are in situations, we are in this season that Jesus told us about. He told us about. Amen. Asking God to give us strength. for all the bereaved families. Amen. I had got some things too that it hurts. I mean, it hurts some personal people. I thought I had taken a shot and different things. It hurts. It hurts, brother. But you know, Jesus is with us. He's with us. He said that. Amen. Press one on your phone. We had to go into prayer now. We had to go into prayer. Amen. Let us pray. Amen. All right. Go right ahead. 229-8742. Amen.
Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come into your presence right now, and we just thank you for what we've heard today and what Bishop has spoke to us about in your word. And Father, we just thank you for your word. Let it have free course in our lives, and let us ever stand on the word, because everything is going down but the word of God. Now, Father, we lift up bereaved families everywhere. All those in the name of Jesus who have lost someone, we thank you that, Father, that if they were believers, they are out of all of their pain, their misery, they're with you. And so, Father, we pray for those in the name of Jesus who are not saved, who have not come into the ark and into the covenant of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that they will make the right choice. And the choice is Jesus Christ. Choose him today in the name of Jesus. We pray. You said no man can come unto you except you draw them. So we're praying for a drawing spirit of unsaved loved ones. We're praying for our neighbors, who are all those who are not saved tonight, in the name of Jesus, that you will save them in the name of Jesus. We pray for those who are sick in the nursing home, wherever they might be right now. We lift them up and we lift you up to them in the name of Jesus, that they will be healed, that they will be making right choices. And there is no other choice, no other name like the name of Jesus. That is the greatest choice that we could ever make. We need more of you. We need more wisdom. We need more knowledge, more understanding, because we are not ignorant of Satan's devices, but we are wise, and you're making us wise through your word. Bless the bishop. Bless his family, even as they lose loved ones as well. Touch his wife, God, his children, grandchildren, whomever in the name of Jesus is connected to him. God, we pray that you would just have your way in their lives and make us ready for your soon coming, because we realize that you're coming soon. Amen.
God bless you. Thank God for each and every one. Amen. Continue. Keep praying for those that you know, like to say, accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Amen. That's the most ultimate decision they can make, and we pray for them that they do. Amen. God loved them. God cared for them. Father, we thank you now, oh God, for blessing us and looking upon us. We look upon those that are here, amen, in this broadcast. Lord, we know you have helped us and directed us and kept us in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let your hand of us upon them, O God, that they be continued strong. O God, pick them up where they've been torn down in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray, amen. Everybody knows that you love us. Let them know you haven't left them. Until next time, Lord, we ask you to be with them, O God. Strengthen us. God, help us hold up the families. The next time, God bless you.
complexity, we search for you.